Radio X. Radio X. Radio X. Radio X. Google has launched its own video chatting app called Duo. It's being seen as Google's response to other popular video calling options, including Apple's FaceTime, Microsoft's Skype, and Facebook Messenger. It's not that different from the other video chatting services, according to users, except that it gives users a glimpse at who's making the call, helping people decide whether to answer or not. Google says it's calling the feature Knock Knock. The new app is being released as a free service for phones running on Google's Android operating system, as well as Apple's iPhones. China has launched the world's first quantum satellite in the hopes of creating encrypted long-distance communication that is impossible to hack. The world's second-largest economy aims to use the power of particle physics through photons to send the encryption keys necessary to decode information. The launch of Mesias, named after a 5th century BC Chinese scientist, took place in the early hours of Tuesday in the southwestern Gobi Desert. It'll be used in experiments aimed at proving the viability of quantum technology to communicate over long distances. Viruses are more dangerous when they infect their victims in the morning, a new study suggests. The findings from the University of Cambridge in England are published in PNAS and showed viruses were 10 times more successful if the infection started in the morning. Animal studies found that a disrupted body clock caused by shift work or jet lag was always vulnerable to infection. The researchers say the findings could lead to new ways of stopping pandemics.